going with Doug Hill, owner of Glastonbury Radio. At the moment, Doug, I've just heard you announce to the world that you're in fact selling Glastonbury Radio and it's becoming Glastonbury Global. Tell us a bit about that.
Did I say that? Did I honestly say that? Oh my God. Now I'm for it. It'll have to happen then, won't it? Well, yes, there's things going on in the background, you know. And we've agreed, in principle, a deal. And we're going to obviously stick to that now because they've all said it. So we're going to look absolute idiots if we don't go ahead with it. So, yeah, basically, it's taking it from one level to another level and getting out of it what it needs, feeding it with the sort of money that it needs, and taking it to a new level, a new global audience, really... by bringing it into their existing business, it would be a nice bolt on.
Well, it is interesting to see some of the people that are involved in this, because when we heard Hugh talk earlier in his statement, he was mentioning names like Ron Darby, who is best known as one of the Bond villains, Sanchez, the man with the strange creature on his shoulder. I don't know what that was, actually, that thing that was on his shoulder, but never mind. He was the drug lord. Yes, Iguana, I think you're right. That was, of course, very famous in, what was it, License to Kill, I believe, that one. Then, of course, we've got Ken Watanabe being mentioned, Kelsey Grammer. His name has popped up. There's all sorts of names that are being thrown in here as people that are part of the consortium, and of course Ron Bard, international psychic and very, very well known across Hollywood, reader apparently to Brad Pitt. Now these must be quite exciting times for Glastonbury Radio.
I think it is exciting because it's what it's needed. It needs now to grow its wings and take it further. And it was produced a few years ago, and in that time the guy that produced this, Ross, okay, was convinced that this was the future, and he was right, absolutely smack on right. And we opened the Gauntlet shopping thoroughfare, or arcade as you might want to call it, around that time on July the 4th, 2007. The birth of the radio station was the 10th of March, 2007. It coincided nicely, and met up with him, and his enthusiasm and his knowledge really sold it to me, because with it, I could just see it working, and I could see it as a good vehicle for what I was involved in the town.
I recognise that name.
Yes, yes. Some say a pioneer.
Some say. Doug, thank you for talking to us. It's been a fantastic day today, and well done on your achievement.
No, well, I did nothing. It's all the others, really. It's the team. And they got behind and made it happen, and a few months ago it was going nowhere, and we've picked it up, bought it out, and flogged it on.
Thank you.
Cheers.